Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show made from 100% post-consumer material. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
we catch up on MarsCon and other stuff. It's time to talk about what we're over, into, and looking forward to. And Jared now lives in outer space.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Salutations, Scope listeners. Episode 138. Wait, I gotta get my all adjusted here. Now I can hear myself. 138 is commencing immediately. Jared is in the house. Adam is in the house.
Hi.
I think it's been about 6 months since we've done a show.
It's probably been, I think, 4 weeks.
Just seems like a long time.
Jared had to come all the way back from space. So.
Yeah, what were you doing in space? Is that an inside? Is that something that's happening in real life, or somebody made
it's
a
just
comment?
A reference to my our little Artemis session last night.
Oh,
I don't know if anyone's unfamiliar with Artemis, which most people probably are. It's basically a Star Trek styled Starship Bridge simulator, and you have multiple networked computers. One operates as the server, and the rest operate as various stations around the bridge. You have a captain who barks orders at you. Mm-hmm. And then you fly a starship around, engage in combat, and protect other ships, friendly ships. It was a lot of fun.
Which role did you play? The Wesley Crusher or Counselor Troy?
No, I played a lot of weapons early on,
mm-hmm.
and then we switched it up later on. And I tried engineering for one round, hated it, terrible at it.
Have you
got to sit there and monitor all the power systems? And no,
what did you play this on?
We were mostly on Windows laptops. Okay. We actually had a couple iPads.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know they make...
There's some versioning issues, so interestingly enough, the only way we could get everyone on the same server was to use an iPad as the server.
Huh.
And it held up for most of the night, so...
So what does the captain do in this? Yell at everyone?
Captain Kent tells each station what to do. You know, the last scenario we did, I was helm, which I also quite enjoyed. But so he would yell at the helm, tell me which bearing to go and how fast, and I would do that.
Have you played?
That's about it.
Have you played Space Team?
No.
Okay, Space Team is a very similar game, except there is no captain. Everyone has to yell orders at everyone at the same time.
Oh, yikes.
So it's a really good bar game. It's free.
Okay.
And yeah, it's you just get a screen which looks like, you know, everyone has like a weird panel with, you know, four different things to press, and you know, you'll get a message that says like flap the inverter switch, and you don't have an inverter switch on yours, so you have to yell, someone flap the inverter switch, and so that person has to, whoever has it on their screen has to do that. And
I think this was meant to be a little bit more you know, realistic.
so
basically we had five people. We had one person would operate as the captain, but also had the communications console on their iPad, so they could talk to the space stations and tell them to start preparing various weapons loads and stuff like that. So when we dock with them, they would load up. I had another person running sensors who would scan ships, find out like what kind of ships were in a particular grouping, what their shield codes were, so that we could match our beam weapons to the proper frequency.
Very important.
Stuff like that. Obviously, helm would fly the ship. Engineering would control all the power. And let's see, we had weapons and then... I guess that was it.
Is it fast-paced? I mean, if you're helm, you know, you just put in a destination, you sit there. I mean, is it exciting?
When you're running helm, you're running throttles up and down. You have full impulse, and you have warp, and you can go up pretty fast. And if the engineer kicks up extra power to the warp engines, you go even faster. So it's as fast as you want to go. There's different mission scenarios. We started with some of the slower ones, but then later on we went into, like, invasion mode, which is basically you have, like, four space stations and all kinds of ships just are coming constantly, and you just try to last as long as you can. That was pretty intense. It was a lot of combat.
What about your away team?
It doesn't quite go into that. Sorry.
Games are not games anymore, Shane. Do you know that?
My mind is boggled.
We used to have a little character running to the right all the time. You know, that used to be games. Yeah. That's not games
Jump
anymore.
Over something every once in a while. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, other than the session where I was playing engineering and just became completely frustrated and depleted the ship of power until we died.
I'm not a good engineer.
No, I was terrible at it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
You gave it all she got, and then...
Mm-hmm. I liked weapons. I liked Helm quite a bit. One thing you just have to understand that when you're playing your little role, you're not going to have necessarily an overall situational awareness. That's the captain's job. You just have to pay attention to your little part of it. And as long as you're following orders and your captain's good at telling you what to do, mm-hmm. you'll do just fine.
Much like you and Adam listening to me run this show.
Hmm? What?
Jared looking for a button.
Muting you.
Muting me. Hey, turn that back on.
I didn't. Nobody told me not to.
Man.
Orders are absolute on this podcast.
So speaking of video games, guys, I have a bit of a video game quandary, which I'd like to involve the three of you in.
All right.
It involves my daughter.
Okay. Don't let her play video games on the internet.
She doesn't play video games on the internet that much. But she is interested in buying Skylanders.
Oh, okay.
You know, that collectible type of game. So it's fine. She has a lot of money to do that. Christmas. I know. Crazy, I know.
Okay.
She probably has more money in savings than I do. And
is your retirement plan scratch-offs?
It's, yeah. We just sink our money into the Viking Stadium is what we do. Okay. That's our retirement plan. Audrey wants to get this. Now, as you all know, we've got next-generation video game systems coming up.
Yes.
So I'm not really sure what system Audrey should buy it on.
Do they make a Wii U version?
They have a Wii U version.
You own a Wii U?
Yes.
I think that's the one.
Even better than the 3DS. They have one for the 3DS as well.
Does she have a 3DS?
She does have a 3DS. And then we have a 360 she could play it on. But the 360, I figure, has got 6 months.
Right.
And then we'll be moving on to the next one.
Any word on whether the next Xbox will play 360 games?
I am making the assumption that no, there will be no backwards compatibility.
But don't regular Xbox games work on 360?
Only a very select few.
A select
like
few.
Like 50 of them.
And
got it. And the ones they rework so you can download them.
Yeah. And Xbox controllers do not work on an Xbox 360. So you have that issue with Skylanders where you've got a pod thing that you hook up and put your Skylander on top of, which syncs to your system. So, okay. So I was thinking Wii U. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm thinking, well, what about the controller setup? You know, do you need, I don't know with the Wii U, if you can play Skylanders with just the Wii stick or you need
I'm uncomfortable talking about the Wii stick.
Me too. Or you have, you know, the touch screen.
Uh-huh.
So if Audrey wants me to play Skylanders with her, which of course she's going to want me to do that. I guess the problem is, though, is if she has a 3DS XL,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to be able to play it anyway unless I buy one of those things.
Right.
So I guess the answer is what, Jared? Wii U?
That sounds about right.
Adam?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, the other option, of course, is buy it on the 360, and the 360, you know, after a certain amount of time, just becomes a dedicated Skylanders machine.
Slash Rock Band.
Right. So if you are already thinking you're going to have to leave your 360 hooked up anyway.
Yeah, which I probably will.
Then maybe just go with that.
Mm. God, I don't.
Tough choice.
I'm going to
circle. Is there a price difference you can?
They're all the same. But
they're all the same.
This week, there's a massive sale on them at Target.
It's on like the figures?
On the setup.
Did you know?
Like $40 for the base set, which is
the game. Oh, the original game.
80. Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that you can play Jared, in case you don't know, Skylanders, you get a little portal which uses NFC, and you place the...
That's near-field communications.
Yeah, nice.
Exactly.
Non-nerds out there.
You place...
I didn't even
know actually buy the action figures, you place them on the portal, and then they appear in-game.
Interesting.
And so as you play the game, like, you might need a wind character to get to the secret area. And so you place your wind guy. And each one costs, like, $10 or whatever. So you can get through... You can beat the game with just the ones that it comes with, but you can't get to all the stuff.
There's a lot of missing...
Is there any way I could
ridiculous.
Just take about $250 and bury it in the backyard and then continue to play Tetris? Would that just be about the same experience?
Well, no, not anymore, because since EA owns Tetris, they're turning into a subscription service.
Always on. Always on. I guess an Origins account. Fuck it. Minecraft, then. That's all I'm playing.
I don't think this is the case with the new Skylander Giants, but the original Skylanders, you could buy them, and they're in, you know, the plastic case. Don't take them out. place them on the portal, and the NFC communication can still go on, and then return them. I'm not advising you to do that. I'm just saying you, a person that doesn't take action figures out of plastic cases sometimes, keep that
I take them out almost every single time.
Whatever.
Well, it's amazing that you've got the market cornered on a game made for 8-year-olds.
I've never played this game. I just happen to know a lot about this game. This game is one of maybe the best and worst marketing ideas. I was like, man, if I was a little kid, I would love this, and my mom would hate me because I'd be spending all of her money.
And those little action figures, like you say, are at least $10. The Giants are more expensive.
Yep.
They don't really do anything.
Right. Well, I mean, neither do G.I. Joes.
Yeah, well, no, but you can take the figures, put them in a spaceship or put them in a car and drive them around. Even Skylanders, you can't do that. I mean, they're essentially statues.
They have opposable. Aren't the legs and arms?
I don't know if they can be taken off the... Oh, okay. But because I think they're attached to a base, which then attaches to the portal.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can take them off the base. I don't
know. Yeah, I think you're right. I forgot about that.
But, yeah, I mean, but still, it seems like a big scam.
But here's the other thing. So Disney,
I was just going to say that,
has their own version of Skylanders coming out.
What's it called, Infinities or something like that?
It's supposedly this summer, which seems really soon.
Yeah, it just was the news on that this week is it was delayed a few weeks.
Okay,
but yeah, it's you can buy Disney characters, and then they also you can buy environments that essentially expand into worlds on your computer. So you can buy like the Monsters Inc. world, and then you play in the Monsters Inc. universe, and then you can bring Captain Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean into it, or
just banging monsters nonstop.
I mean, you could have realistically, you could have Marvel characters in there. You could have Star Wars characters in there. I mean, that could be pretty impressive. All the Pixar characters, all the standard Disney characters, the princesses.
Do you know how much money they're going to make on this thing?
Billions, probably.
Yeah,
$10 billion. That's
exactly
my guess.
$10 billion.
So
that's a lot of billions.
So we have not figured it out for you.
So I'm going to have to think about this more. I'm going to do some research on the Wii U and see just how multiplayer works, and if I can use the standard Wii controllers with it, I just might get that.
Yeah.
Wow. What a champion.
Jared gives me this stone-faced look and then hits his own sound drop. Okay, so let's quickly look at our list of other things we need to cover. Number one, Oscar talk. The Oscars are done and over. Seth MacFarlane killed it. He'll be back year after year, from what I understand.
I don't think he will.
He said he's not coming back.
Differing sources.
Yeah.
I think
he was fine. What do you want?
I thought he was fine.
I didn't watch it.
But
I hear he was terrible.
Yeah, of course you did. So
That's because your sources are all ladies.
Yeah.
Who don't like misogyny, even if it's...
Funny misogyny.
Yeah.
And true.
Right. I agree with the sentiment with it, which is, you know, what did you expect?
That's what I say. He did exactly what you would think Seth MacFarlane would do, down to the, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. It was exactly...
Crossing the titties.
Yes.
I'm not, and this is in no way condoning what he may or may not have done. Like I said, I didn't see it. I don't have any real opinion on it, but it's just, he has a body of work. You could have looked at it, and you could have gone, okay, well, we're probably going to get more of that.
And
if we don't want that, then we probably shouldn't hire Seth MacFarlane.
I agree. So how many picks did we collectively make? Was it 7 categories we picked?
I think, 6 plus one weird one.
Yep.
Is that what we did?
And lo and behold, results are in.
Results are in.
Newsflash, it's a tie across the board.
Oh, okay. There we go. Short Tiffany roll.
Yeah, we got to move along. I think that we had some surprises in there that sort of threw us off our game.
Fucking Ang Lee.
Supporting actor was one we all missed
we
on.
We missed, yep.
Directing is one we all missed on.
Yep.
We hit the, lead actor and actress. We hit those two.
Somebody hit best the film. Documentary.
I took a shot on best film and missed. I went against the grain, but I was wrong on that. But I did hit on best documentary because Searching for Sugar Man won that.
So I should have picked that.
It ended up in a tie.
I think that's a first.
I think so.
I think that's a first. So, it gives you guys something to aspire to for next year.
But tie again?
To beat me.
Oh, to beat.
Maybe we needed to expand to more categories. I don't know.
Like, or maybe we
do the full breadth of them. Maybe not talk about them all, but
we used to do that. Where,
I say we wait.
And it was
them.
A long show.
Let's wait the crazy ones to be heavier.
Mm. Oh, my God. Like there 5 points. Yeah. So then Jared would have won.
So we'd have
sure.
to wait and see how like the EW, what they see where they see the rankings are or whatever. You know, if they have Daniel Day-Lewis at, you know, 75% chance to win, well, that's not going to get weighted very high.
Are we going to give an odds maker on this show?
We do.
Somebody from Vegas to
over
come
under.
In and, oh, God. I don't even know what half that stuff means. All right.
If you'd like to pay for an odds maker, visit our Amazon link at thescopeshow.com.
Yes.
And help us out.
We need one. Next issue.
Yep.
MarsCon.
Whoop.
Whoa.
Too many buttons.
Jared loves it and hates it at the same time. So Jared played his annual MarsCon presentation.
Yes.
It was quite the festivities, Adam. Jared had a multimedia presentation. Jared, explain to Adam what you did.
We did our show. We had a half hour slot, but this time we actually kind of framed it with a narrative. And the framework was John has supposedly found an old undiscovered VHS board game tape in the dealer's room.
Like Clue?
More like you know, Atmosphere or Nightmare, yeah. Nightmare as it was known here. That was sort of the model we followed.
Cool.
And so rather than do our normal show, he decides to play the tape, and then that starts to dictate. And we shot Earl as the orchestrator.
You had me at shot Earl.
No,
stop right there.
We videotaped Earl, yep. or SD carded him, whatever you want to call it.
His ex flames appreciated getting to watch them during the entire show.
We digitized his soul and put it on a large screen. We came up with our own board game called Bantagonize. And so it was all band themed. And so he would tell us to do certain things. Like John had to play a song without his guitar pick from one song. I had to wear a chicken hat, stuff like that. Anyway.
Was it always going to be that you were going to wear the chicken hat?
Yeah, because I hadn't had a humiliation, and we just decided that we were going to roll the dice, and it was no matter what the numbers were, I was still going to wear the chicken hat.
Gotcha. So now you did a good job of making it look like it was a random event.
That was the hard part, was because we had rehearsed it, obviously, you know, half a dozen times with the video to make sure that we were hitting our cues right. The hard part was trying to make it sound like we were playing it for the first time, and I don't know if we were successful or not, but...
You guys are a musical band, not actors.
Yes.
You're not Justin Timberlake.
We are not actors.
This goes back to a little bit of the Jared band of Olden Yore, the Nick Adams.
Yeah.
This fits a little bit more into the Nick Adams template than it does Possible Oscar.
We're trying some new stuff. There isn't necessarily a Possible Oscar template, and I think that's maybe...
Oh, there is. There is.
That's sort
I decided
of,
what it is.
That's sort of what we're struggling with, and we're sort of experimenting with how to present ourselves.
Yeah, you'll come up here.
Yeah, you'll do it. So I think people liked it. I know Luke liked it. I didn't hear a whole lot of feedback from people over the weekend, so I sort of don't know what people thought of it, if it was just like, okay. Or if it was just like, so, because we were the first band to perform, and if we were, you know, people forgot about us by the end. I don't know. So, you know, I guess if you have some feedback, I would like to hear it.
I'll give you one bit of feedback.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Break up the band. Dump those losers. Do your own thing and have Adam and I in your next band.
Okay.
But if you don't listen to
something a little bit more of a Jack Johnson feel, you're thinking?
Also, let's all quit our jobs and just hang out.
No one wears shoes in this band.
Okay. A lot of flip flops, maybe mostly bare feet. Depends on the venue.
We all need to wear some sort of necklace with a shark tooth on it. this is the only thing about that.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to some serious criticism or critique. It's not even criticism.
I want constructive criticism. I don't just want you to tear me down like those YouTube comments.
I think that the idea might have been too obscure for some people watching it. Maybe not. I'm just saying that.
Do you think the idea of a VHS board game was too obscure?
Like,
people don't know them?
Like, people are, you know, yeah, maybe.
What's
maybe.
The average age of these things?
I don't know.
30?
Yeah, I mean, they may be. I'm just saying that's a possibility where maybe you didn't get the feedback on. Like, I got it, but I never played those games, but I knew what it was.
Sure.
Remember the commercials.
Sure.
But I still think you need to, doing stuff like that is... in that sort of performance genre, which you don't normally do, is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it elevates your presence over a lot of the other performers there that may just go up there and rap over digital music. So you give yourself a different niche.
I hope that there were enough jokes.
I enjoyed it.
There was stuff that I was laughing at when we were putting the video together that I think, you know, everyone else would laugh at too. I do have one quick little horror story that happened. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Does it involve Hot Dog Jones or whatever his name is?
Johnny Hot Dogs?
Johnny Hot Dog.
No, that was later on.
Okay.
Just was specific to our show. So I was running the video on a laptop, and I have this Sony Vaio laptop, older, but it was serving fine in rehearsals. And final rehearsal before the show, I was gonna hook up everything the way I thought it was gonna be on stage, right? That means I was gonna set up my projector that I have, I was gonna hook it up to that, and I was gonna test everything to make sure it all worked. Ran out of time, didn't hook up to the projector. Everything worked fine. Didn't think of it. Cut to us setting up our show 40 minutes before we're supposed to start. Luckily, we had extra time. I sit down at the front of the stage where the VHS or VGA cable is to connect to the projector, and I look at my laptop and I go, wait a minute, there is no VGA out on this.
Uh-oh.
DVI only? Or
there
something?
Is no video out anywhere. Oh. I sat there for 3 minutes, spinning the laptop around in my hands, looking at every port four times, and going, how is there no VGA out on this? Or any video out? I've never seen a laptop that doesn't have that. And so I had to quick and scramble. Now, luckily, both Luke and his wife, Sarah, had MacBooks there.
Yes, I...
First I went to Luke and I said, I have an emergency. Can you download VLC and we can copy my show files onto your computer? He starts to download it. He's on the shitty hotel Wi-Fi. Mm. It's going to take an hour for VLC to download. Luckily, his wife had VLC installed already. So we quickly copied over the file to her computer. And this was complete luck on my part, but I bought these USB foot pedals to control things. And they actually function where you program the keyboard command you want to send, and it writes it back to the pedal, which completely saved my ass because I was able to plug them into her laptop, and they worked perfectly.
Wow.
So
bullet dodge.
Woo! It was unbelievable. So I've thanked her before, but I'll thank her again on the show. Sarah, thank you very much for saving our ass.
You did seem a little stressed, but not as stressed as I've seen you in other circumstances.
Oh, I've had shows where I completely forgot our backing track CD, and Carrie had to run home and break into my house, but she had a key. She had to grab my CD and come back, and we still started on time. Well, I've never had a show-stopping thing like this happen where we haven't still started on time.
So my guess,
it's amazing.
My guess is if things wouldn't have worked out, you just would have played your set, and you just would have
I have
riffed.
No idea what we would have done. We would have had to... Yeah, we would have played the six songs we rehearsed and maybe threw in a couple extras that we probably could play competently and then been like, sorry, guys. We had this whole thing planned, but I don't know.
Gather around the laptop, guys.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, can we point the camera at it and run a camera out to the... I don't know. It would have spoiled the illusion because I didn't want people to necessarily realize it was coming from the laptop, even though clearly it was, but...
It was
anyway.
Good. It turned out, Jared.
Yeah.
All's well that ends well.
It's just one of those horror stories.
Well, two other MarsCon things. So the opening ceremonies this year, which I did not attend because I rarely attend those.
I thought you planned to, and you guys are just running late this year.
That is true. We went down there, and it was too packed to even get in. So by the time we got there. So this year... super listener Luke Ski ran the opening ceremonies, and this is an idea that's probably 2 or 3 years in the making. He wanted to do a Muppet Show type of thing based on his troupe of musical artists, the Fump group. So obviously the name of it would be the Fumpets, right, Jared?
Correct.
And I didn't see this, but...
you can see it on YouTube
right
now.
The word on the street was that it was pretty good.
It was excellent.
So about a week later, I actually went on to the YouTubes and watched it, and it was very good, Adam. I actually sent Luke a private message, which is no longer private, but it did have a picture of my privates in it.
Excellent.
Because he likes that.
The only way to get him to read your emails, yep.
Junk,
as far as I know.
Junk.
You're really into sending private messages lately.
Am I?
How do you send PMs? How do you send a private message?
Carrier pigeon.
Right.
It's nothing like electronic.
There's this thing called email.
Right.
You've heard of it? Generally, it's private.
Yes, but it's not a private thing. But in all seriousness, Luke did a great job. I was very impressed with it. It was general enough where people could enjoy it, but it was specific enough for people of MarsCon that they there's enough insider stuff going on there that it was pertinent to the weekend.
And I think one of the points that needed that he hit pretty well was that it needed to strike a balance between, being about the Fump and the comedy musicians, but also talking about the virtues of MarsCon and being, inclusive. And I think he hit that pretty well. So
and
that was my concern, that it was going to be a little too inside, a little too much about the music track and not enough about the rest of the con. But
yeah.
I felt the balance was there.
It was there. And, they made puppets. I mean, they made Muppets, the Ski family, his wife and his mom and whomever else would help. They made these puppets that look like they came out of the Muppet Show. It was really impressive.
And my current Facebook profile photo is me holding my puppet.
They made a puppet of Jared.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was wearing plaid.
Was this a Peter Jackson Meet the Feebles type of dirty puppet? Or
No.
No, it was a loving tribute to The Muppet Show. It felt like The Muppet Show and across the board. So if you remember that as a kid, that's what it was, except with an F instead of an M at the front.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show. So kudos to you, Luke Ski. If you do the opening ceremonies, I don't know how you'll top it because you set the bar quite high.
I think Luke, as because I listened to his most recent bad report about mm-hmm. MarsCon, and I think he's going to phone it in next year. He put in so much effort this year. I don't know if he's joking or not, but he said that he's
going to be all on a
phone.
He's
going to phone it in next year. Like this year he put, I mean, between the opening ceremonies and, you know, getting Flat 29 out here to perform as part of the music
track.
It's
an English band. They flew him in.
A lot of effort went into it, and I think it was very successful, so... I think he's okay in maybe, you know, dialing back the intensity next year.
Some of my sources are saying that you might take over opening ceremonies next year.
I will never take over opening ceremonies.
My sources, I've really got to talk to them.
I wouldn't necessarily be against helping Luke with the music track.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually told him this, but maybe I'll come out public here. Since I'm local, it would sort of make sense if he needs a local resource that, you know, I might offer that up. I'm still considering offering that. We'll see. Now Luke will probably email me.
Now you're locked in.
I got a new email here.
he's spying on us.
So I wouldn't mind being, you know, a little bit more involved than just helping out and, you know, feeling like I'm contributing. But opening ceremonies, no.
That's a lot of work.
Not my bag.
You're not a comedy writer is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I can try to write the funny songs, but I'm okay at punching things up here and there. Like if John wrote a lot of the script for the for our opening video thing, but I also punched it up here and there.
Jared's a fixer.
Yep. Hollywood studios are always...
He's a fluffer.
I know this is a limitation of myself. I'm not super good at the initial genesis of an idea, but I'm much better at once that idea is there and starting to fill it in and sculpt it and craft it. That's where my role is.
You're a marble polisher.
Mm-hmm.
You polish the marble. One last thing about MarsCon, and then we'll move on. Jared, let's tell the story of Hot Dog Johnny. Johnny Hot Dog! So here's the thing, Adam.
This is my character. I am at MarsCon. Okay. You don't need to tell me.
It's a remarkable physical transformation.
Tell the audience.
So a lot of crazy things for us tend to happen in or near the con suite, which is the room where people eat. You know, they have snacks, light snacks, sometimes heavier than light snacks, snacks just in general.
Yeah.
So there may be candies and fruits and vegetables and maybe sandwiches.
Prepared lovingly by the con staff.
Soups.
Tuna fish, if you want.
Nacho chips and cheese, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And
most importantly, a vat of hot dogs.
Yeah. So we go in there this time around and...
This is Saturday afternoon.
You know me. I like to... Every once in a while, I just like to engage in conversation with one or two people just to hone my scope skills, you know, my interviewing
strangers,
skills.
Strangers, you mean?
Strangers. Yeah. So there's this big table, round table there that's sort mm-hmm. of the center piece of the room. And there's a kid sitting down there, and he's got a standard paper plate with four hot dogs, and then he's got them all covered with nacho cheese sauce and a shitload of ketchup.
Now, just to further enhance the scene in your mind, Shane is sitting at a tall chair at the table. He is lord of the table.
There's normal chairs like this, and then there's like the bar chairs, and there's one sitting in the corner. So I just wheel this up to the center of the table, and then I'm just sort of leaning over like Game of Thrones.
Yes, he's on high.
And I'll just talk to people here and there.
Can we talk about how this kid doesn't know how to eat hot dogs if he's putting fucking ketchup on
it? Yeah, this kid was... He's a trip. That's the only way I can put it. And it's dangerous to strike up conversation with people at MarsCon or Convergence because you don't know what you're going to get in terms of social... Yeah.
Herpes.
Let's qualify
skills.
The danger. It's not as if you're going to get a knife.
No.
You're not going to get shivved.
You
may be there for a little while.
And you may be talk to people that don't normally have normal conversations with other people. So, you know, their idea of filter or their idea of understanding when enough is enough can come into question.
And absolutely.
With Johnny Hot Dog, that was an issue. So
this kid is Johnny Hot Dog?
Yeah, the kid is Johnny Hot Dog. And we don't know what his name is. It's just Jared started calling him Johnny Hot Dog.
Johnny Hot Dogs because we needed a way to refer to him.
So he's sitting down there, and he's wearing a fairly snappy blue windbreaker. And then he's got like a bag.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
how old is it? Because you keep calling him a kid.
I'm going to say the kid was 22.
Probably in there somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Old enough to drink, maybe. And he also was wearing a snappy Bagger Vance cap, like gray. It was a very weird outfit. And then he was sitting there with
Bagger Vance. I wanted to ask him for my pitching wedge.
he was sitting with two friends, which clearly were older than him. I've seen those guys around. One of them was he was dressed up in a suit.
Yep.
But it was like a black suit with a 1993 tie, sort of a weird floral
print suit,
white suit, white shirt. And then another
he clearly bought that tie, maybe even the suit for a funeral sometime
in the
90s.
It did.
And it's probably the only
you only need one
nice clothes.
And they were, and don't get yourself all freaked out. They were nice guys. So I have to describe them. So
yep. Paint a picture.
And then there was another kid that was sitting there who was, a little bit older still, probably late 20s, and he was shaggy beard and a t-shirt.
Pretty standard con.
Sort of slovenly? Slovenly?
Slovenly.
Slovenly?
There's no R.
A fucking slob compared to his friend.
Yeah, he was not. He wasn't putting it together.
Yeah.
So we decided, Johnny Hot Dog's sitting there eating, got this plate of hot dogs. And by the way,
four hot dogs.
You're not supposed to use this con suite for your food as like your meals. That's definitely not acceptable.
The staff of the room was a little upset with him for
taking four
hot dogs.
What was the name of that girl? The girl that had the tuna fish sandwich, which is a whole other episode.
It sounded normal, but it was
like
spelled
it was
weird.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Her name was Rocky, but she was Indian, I think. So it had a weird
R A Q U I or something like that. But it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
not
matter.
Tina Tuna. Keep going.
Tina Tuna.
So
Adam is he's pushing us along here.
So Jared and I are sort of talking to each other about Johnny Hot Dog, and then finally I'm like, I've got to engage this kid in conversation. So I just started asking, like, how
he whipped it out.
I'm like, excuse me, Johnny Hot Dog.
Dick on the table. Let's talk about
this.
Why
are you eating four hot dogs? I said, how can you eat these four hot dogs? And he goes, because I'm hungry. And then we start getting into more conversation. He talks about his father and how his father might be some sort of terrorist. He's a computer hacker.
With the world's highest metabolism.
Yep.
His father had to eat every hour or he would collapse.
Yeah, he would actually pass out. And how his mother scared people and how his father sent out computer viruses to hurt people. And Johnny Hot Dog, to really drive
a little bit too much disclosure probably.
Did
for
anyone hear this other
met.
Than you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Carrie was sitting there and his friends were sort of watching him like,
No, not this again.
Yeah. Like he was, they were
classic
like,
Johnny.
Classic Johnny Hot Dog move. And so
you get the hot dogs in him and this starts talking.
To get Johnny's point across, he would either break into tongues.
Oh yeah,
he would
right.
be like, and he would take off his Bagger Vance hat and pretend like he was eating it, and he did that twice.
Yes,
like I'm so frustrated or angry, I could just eat my hat.
And then he referenced somebody actually had to eat their hat. And I don't think he's actually being truthful because I don't think anyone in the history of the world has actually accepted the terms of that bet, eating their hat.
But. Yeah, I don't believe it. So he. The thing about Johnny is that
I once fashioned a hat out of bacon, just so you know.
Well, then it works. Then it works. You know, Johnny would get in a
that hat would never even make it to my head.
Johnny would get on a roll with what he was saying, and it would be like, interesting, this is fun. And then you're waiting for the natural breaking point in the conversation, and then it would just keep going.
Yep.
And then it would get uncomfortable, and then we'd sort of look at each other, and then I would try to derail him from that and get on to something else, or maybe get him to eat one of those nacho cheese hot dogs.
He was he was slow with the hot dogs.
He was slow.
He was once you engaged him, the hot dogs would be put down, and then it would be a conversation.
Oh, the nacho cheese is going to solidify if he's not careful.
I don't think it matters.
It's a bit like watching Earl. When Earl eats, he talks. He stops eating, and he's only talking. And it was sort of like that with Johnny Hot Dog. And through this whole thing, like I was debating, should I get a hot dog? Because it's this hot dog in this pot, which wasn't very warm. And, you see people just reach into, the Cheetos and eat them with their hands.
There's a lot of poop in that food.
Yeah, I couldn't. Eventually, I think I did have a hot dog. But I really debated it
and
for about 20 minutes.
The next day.
Yes. So Johnny Hot Dog is done eating.
All right.
And he didn't pick up his plate, did he? That was the other thing. People at this convention in the con suite act like they are barn animals. I mean, he made a whole mess and just left his plate sitting there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it.
Did someone punch
you should
him
see
in
the droppings
throat?
Of behind.
No, just and
well, his friends called him out on it.
Right? No. What happened was is that he left his plate there, but then he picked up his he had a cup of water, I think that was water, and he kind of picked he picked it up, but he picked it up sideways. So when he picked it up, it literally went everywhere, figuratively went everywhere, and his friend, his sloppy friend, it got all over him. He just and it hit him like it was like a urine sample. He just was like, frozen. It's like his hands were just contorted. It's like, I cannot believe Johnny Hot Dog just did this to me.
He missed me by inches.
But yet, I think that it probably happened a lot. Because Johnny Hot Dog had no social grace.
No.
So then he got up, and I think he took his cup, but he left his nacho cheese plate and walked out. And then Rocky came over, and we had a conversation about slobby people. And
Tina Tuna. Yeah.
Tina Tuna. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody dropped by and gave her a gift. It was a sheep, like toaster cozy or something. I don't know. It was a whole scene.
That's not a gift. That's called a dowry.
Okay.
In her culture.
It was. There were references to buggering sheep.
Yes, they're having sex with sheep. A guy in a kilt.
It was a whole scene. We were there for like 45 minutes taking this whole thing in.
It was great, Adam. You would have loved it. There is a picture of me on Facebook sitting in the king's chair. So if you can find it.
All right.
It's great.
Well, it's Facebook, so I'm pretty sure I have to pay $7 to find it now.
Probably.
So I probably won't.
Yeah. But it was an interesting story, at least to us.
Yeah. It sounds like classic JH right there.
Classic Johnny Hot
Dog. Johnny Hot Dogs never lets you down.
And Jared coined the phrase...
Fuck Johnny Hot Dog? I mean, because that's a valid phrase after that story. Because that guy sounds
We never did see Johnny Hot Dog again.
Good. He probably got killed.
I wanted to
find him. No, we saw him. We were getting on an elevator. Doors were closing. And I'm like, Johnny Hot Dogs.
Was I there?
Yeah, I think so.
But
that was it. That was the last time we saw him.
He disappeared.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Johnny Hot Dogs.
Fucking filthy asshole. Johnny Hot Dog.
So what do we got going on for the rest of the show that will beat Johnny Hot Dog?
Working on the Johnny Hot Dogs.
That is something you're going to do, Jared.
Yep.
We've got the idea. We've given you the kernel, the genesis. Now you need to refine that.
What did his voice sound like? Was it like, oh, I'm Johnny Hot Dog?
No.
Okay.
It was.
Can it, from now on, going forward?
Frantic, bookish nerdist. Mm-hmm. Nerdism is what it was.
Pretty much. Bursts of words.
Bursts of words that just kept going and going, and then, I'm going to eat my hat.
You know how,
it sounded like a chainsaw.
You know how like autistic kids don't know, like they don't have common sense about social?
Yeah.
So what I've always thought about
He's in there, by the way. He might be on the ADD spectrum, that sort of thing.
I've always thought about making a video for autistic kids, like, here's how to behave. And then also, I guess I'd have a counter video called, like, here's how not to behave. And Johnny Hot Dog could start in there.
I like that.
Oh. He might be looking for work.
It would involve not eating your hat.
Would you pay him in windbreakers?
It was a sharp blue windbreaker.
It was sharp.
I wear that windbreaker.
I think that he probably just grabs a new one out of a bag of them every day. Yeah. It's a fresh windbreaker.
They don't wrinkle.
Wind actually breaks it down. That's what happens.
It's just sort of very green.
And just think of how
decomposes on his body.
And think of how easily you can wipe off ketchup and nacho cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
It's slick. Just would slide right off. Yeah. I think he sprays it with some 3M substance.
Shane, what's coming up on the show?
We got this new old bit. We've done this once before. It's called Into, Over, and Forward. I don't know. It's things we're into.
To infinity and beyond.
That's how I tie a knot.
Yeah. And it's actually a shoe tying.
Oh.
You know, it's like, we don't need Velcro anymore. Right.
The bunny goes in the hole.
Exactly.
And then...
We're going to talk about current pop culture things we're into, something we're looking forward to, and something we are over. We're over it, Adam.
Yeah, ish, don't think
so. And it might be this show.
Hey-o!
We're also doing Under the Scope.
I'm not on the right page. Never mind.
I kind of like that. We'll do Under the Scope, so that means Adam's covering all your pop culture news and coming soon. I don't think we have anything to review.
Nope, probably not.
That's okay. And then we're just going to give you our normal Scope show fanciness. And we're going to do it in a prompt manner.
Right, because we've been so prompt so far.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. Let's regroup. Let's send out Johnny Hot Dogs a private message.
A PM.
A PM via carrier pigeon. We'll be back with more Scope after that private message and a break.
This is The Funk.
Told talking lies. He called my bluff. Alderaan is where I kept my stuff. Now it's debris. Can't believe he blew up my world.
Those poor, unfortunate souls.
Little baby, will your new life be a happy one? Or will you make your money putting sausage between your buns? Will you be a great man who brings peace to all the land? Or the type of guy that lures kids into a big white cargo van?
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com. Funny.
And we are back. I thought you were going to give me like a little finger pop there to let me know.
Pointing at you.
I like it.
Have you done the show before?
Never.
Okay.
I mean, do you hear me? Of course not.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Guys, we are back. It is The Scope, episode 1.
Welcome back to the pro.
138. We've been doing it for 138 episodes, 16 years.
We're closing in on the end of year 6 here, I think.
This is April.
It's
this
like
is
the
insane.
End of year 6.
Adam,
yeah.
You never thought you'd be doing this long.
I never thought I'd be doing it, period. I remember our first get-together talk about it. I was like, well, this isn't going anywhere.
This is done. But yet, here we are, 138 episodes into it.
MarsCon was one of our first, venture out and do a, you know, a spot type deal.
Put you under a lot of pressure. Yeah. And we still use that clip today.
We're standing over here in the corner judging people.
Yep. I don't know how to do interviews.
And nothing has changed.
I don't know how to do interviews.
6 years later.
I don't know how to do interviews.
One more time.
Worst you ever. Anyway.
Into over forward. It sounds like some sort of crazy fire extinguishing technique. We're getting rid of the stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
So let's start with things that we are currently into. These are pop culture, just on the tip of our tongues. We're excited about it.
And I'm looking at it right now.
I'm looking at Adam right now.
All right.
I'm eyeing him up. He's got his delicious blue. I mean, that blue is actually very similar to Johnny Hot Dog's Windbreaker color on your iPad case.
I know. It's Johnny Hot Dog's brand iPad cover.
Wow. I did not know he had an endorsement deal.
I got a logo. Jared, your clock is off.
Is it?
It says it's 12.
Oh, I haven't. That's the one clock I've forgotten to change.
Damn it. Adam, tell me what you are into. Do it. And I'm going to change this clock while you're doing it.
All right.
I never have to go.
Well, so for TV, one thing I've kind of been into, this is, I mean, I'm cheating here, but hating on The Following.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of The Following.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did either of you guys watch it?
You know, I was very tempted to, and then I just, came on at a point where I was just sort of backlogged on a lot of TV, and I just decided, nope, I can't take this on right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to just give you guys some advice.
Do it.
Don't watch The Following.
Okay.
But I have enjoyed since the pilot. You know what?
Hold it real quick. Does it feel like a Kevin Williamson show?
Does that mean is it bad? Because yes.
No, I mean, no. Just like in how the characters talk and stuff like that. He was noted for his dialogue.
Yeah. To me, a Kevin Williamson show means 14-year-olds speaking as if they were Oxford professors.
Yes.
So no, they don't do that. Okay. But it is bad. So I watched
that's a Kevin Bacon show,
also.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he dance in it?
I mean, that is the premise of the show.
Okay.
Like, everyone's following his dance moves.
And there's a game of chicken on tractors.
Do we see his wiener, like, at the end of Wild Things?
They share headphones and they bob up and down?
Fox has really been trying to, you know, get out of their, you know, PG system. So.
Excellent.
All dicks.
Is he playing Sebastian Shaw? That's the real question.
Quarter in his head.
So... the show is terrible, and I watched 2 episodes of it. But what's been more fun is reading AV Club reviews of it.
They don't like it.
Because, man, does Sean O'Neill hate that show. Just hates it.
So just to be clear, you're not into the show, you're into hating on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, that might be
Do
over.
We have a clip?
That could be an over it.
Do we have a clip?
It could be an over it. Do we have a clip?
Here's something I
bet you Jared could find a clip
For TV. I will say
I'm hating on it. I don't think about that.
I'm into The Americans. That is a good show.
What? No, you can't take mine.
Oh.
Show over, everybody. Turn it off, Jared. Start up the credits. I haven't even started watching it yet. I've got 7 episodes.
Quality show.
I know. We just finished American Horror Story. What do you want?
Watch more American shows. Shows with America.
That's all we ever do.
Maybe watch only shows on USA. USA Up All Night.
What?
That's it, Jared.
What?
So what is it so good? I'll bring Jared into the conversation.
Okay.
Without spoiling too much, what is so good about The Americans? Why is it quality?
Kerry Russell's Russian accent. It's not really good. That is not a good
part. They don't do a lot of Russian accents, though.
Right.
It's mostly... All right. So for those who are unfamiliar with the show, The Americans takes place in 1981. Reagan is just taken the oath of office, basically. And we follow the Jennings family. They are KGB spies. The parents are. The kids don't know anything. They're legitimate American children.
Born on U.S. soil.
So these two have, and others around the country, but we focus on these two, have been trained from a younger age to be Americans. They're not allowed to talk about their past life. They assume these new identities. And at some point in the 60s, they slip into the country, establish residency, get married, have kids, and live the standard suburban American life.
Gotcha.
All the while being secret KGB spies. And
the one giveaway? The beet garden and all borscht. Every meal.
It's very, very strange. For me, what's really good about it, not only, but I love spy shows.
Adam loved that. I
don't know why.
I like spy shows.
That sound beet garden.
Okay.
Sorry, you like,
no,
sorry.
I'm done talking. You guys want to listen. You want to talk about beet gardens. We'll talk about it.
By the way, that's actually what I call my wife's lady parts.
Wow.
The beet garden.
Jared, can you please continue to get that out of my head?
All right. So what I like about the show is, and I agree with some of the criticism, the first couple episodes were not as good as it's gotten. But I don't know. The pilot really dragged me in because I like spy shows. I like spy movies. So that's where I sort of landed initially. But I think they did a really good job of really establishing character traits and motivations early on. And they've really, really been developing those. So it's not all about the spy missions. It's not all about the Cold War. There's a lot of like smaller moments, and there's the whole they deal with the fact that these two were put together. They didn't find themselves naturally. You know, they were put together by the KGB. And
there's no love between them or true.
Well,
you know,
that's the kind of one of the premises. It's like
it
wasn't there to begin.
One of them.
It wasn't there to begin with, but it's now sort of developed.
I see.
But it's kind of come and gone depending on what happens with the characters.
So are they doing active spying during it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so they're causing all sorts of mischief.
Yeah,
and
so there's lots of wigs and costumes and stuff. The lead character, Philip Jennings, played by Matthew Rhys, is often wearing a terrible 80s mustache and, you know, shaggy hair. And, yeah, Carrie Russell is Elizabeth Jennings. She usually has to play the sexy angle.
Blowing dudes.
Yep.
So nice.
That was
why am I not watching this?
Part of the deal.
Felicity.
For me,
Felicity, I loved
this character didn't come in until midway through the run so far, but Margot Martindale as Claudia, their supervisor, she's been really, really good too. She was fantastic on Justified a couple seasons ago, and so she continues to be fantastic on this show in a new role. I do have a clip if you want to play a clip.
Finally, clip.
Okay, I'll play it. Here we go.
Stop.
Counterintelligence is the place you want to be right now. We're up against the most sophisticated enemy in the world.
You're my wife.
Is that right?
Super secret spies living next door. They look like us. They speak better English than we do. They're not allowed to say a single word in Russian once they get here. And you make any noise,
gunshots.
I will kill you.
Silence.
President Reagan is outraged that the KGB thinks it can kidnap someone with impunity on American soil.
Our world's not so cold anymore, Elizabeth.
It's probably a coincidence.
Or they're onto us.
And this is what? We take those risks every day, Philip. That's what we do.
It's also a sequel to Inception.
Okay.
Car won't start.
It's one level in Inception.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
Mary got two goals and an assist last night versus LA.
Just a regular American family.
They like hockey? Come on, that is a red flag.
Yeah, Americans, another one. Hockey, beats. January 30th at 10. Itchy wool clothing. Question.
Yes.
Better than Alias?
Better. Different, I guess. I don't know.
I can answer that question.
Yes.
Yes.
So far. Question.
Yes.
Is it accurate in terms of how it represents the 80s? That's very important to me.
I think they do a good job.
Yes.
They get the cars right, a lot of the clothes are right. Yeah.
If Argo is topped in terms of how the 80s are represented, where does this show fall? Between this and
Alien Nation.
This one probably...
Take me home tonight, this one starring Topher Grace.
This falls somewhere between Argo and The Carrie Diaries.
Okay. Well, that's a broad, broad spectrum, Jared.
There's no cocaine in this yet, so that's been the hard part to really judge.
Jared says, I must watch this show, Adam. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
I might, might watch an episode tonight.
Adam?
No. It's the only new show this season that I've liked. And by season, I mean going back to fall.
Ah, okay. I liked Last Resort, which I finally finished up, but...
Yeah.
Did it end properly?
Yeah. I mean, you could end it where they ended.
Okay, good.
Basically. So, we got that, Ren. I don't know. Yeah, this is, for me, this is one of the few shows where it's like I want to get to it as soon as I can, and I don't do other things while I'm watching.
Wow.
And it's cool because...
That's a big thing.
You know, mm-hmm. even though we know how, you know, the Cold War ends, there are still spies, you know, today. And
this is based on real-life shit.
Yeah.
There were Russian spies living in America just up to a few years ago. There was a big story about that, and that's where this story spun out of. So... Yeah. I'm very excited now.
Already picked up for season two, so.
As it should be.
Yep.
Is the Americans, is the C actual backwards K?
No.
like you would see in all Russian.
Why would they do that? That would tip people off. They spell
yes.
it that way, you know they're spies.
Is the logo the color of beet juice?
I believe, yes.
Or caviar. Do they eat a lot of fine caviar on this show?
No. They eat a lot of American food.
Yeah, hamburgers, hot dogs.
It's all American.
Johnny Hot Dog is actually a consultant on this show.
Huh, you didn't know that, did you?
They're like, Johnny, we're not putting nacho cheese. It's 1981. We don't even know where you would get that stuff from. Okay, guys.
Mexico, probably.
Probably.
Tip people off then.
So what I...
what are you into?
What I'm into right now, it's kind of a combo platter.
All right.
Which, by the way, this ties into a life event that we talked about the last show. My brand new car. I got a new car, Adam. You comment on it. It's great. I love it.
A brand new car. Brand new car. You have to do it like game show like.
My brand new car is...
my wife.
My wife, nice, came with Sirius XM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest with you. I can see why people like Sirius XM radio.
This makes no sense. First of all, you don't get the real one, right? You don't get the one with Stern.
Yeah, but I still get Stern. But yes, I like the fact that I can listen to any kind of music I want.
All right, what is your most regularly tuned into station?
Can
I guess? Can I write it down?
I've got four stations that
I go
through.
Is Lithium one of them?
No.
What?
No.
All right, you're not my age.
I've got First Wave.
Yeah.
Which is the beginnings of alternative music. So alternative music, 80s and 90s.
Mostly 80s.
I've got mostly 80s. I've got and some 70s in there too. Yeah. I've got the 80s on 8, obviously, which ties into that. It's like a sister station. I listen to Sirius XMU, which is like one of their alternative stations.
It's like alt-college station.
And then I listen to Sirius Alternative or whatever that is. So those are my four main stations that I listen to. And
I don't understand the point of that when you have a smartphone and you have a
well, it came free with the car.
Well,
it's
right,
free.
3 months. Right.
So I'm just saying that I don't have to hook up my phone to it. It's just right there. I can control it right there on my little hands-free. I love it. Look at him scratching his head.
I have it in my car.
Yeah.
So every time they have a 2-week trial, you know,
it pops in.
Not that infrequent.
Why don't they have Stern, by the way? Is it just because it's insulting to people and you don't want to
No,
have that
it's
kind
because
of
he's on the upper tier.
He's a premium. Oh, so I didn't really realize until he wasn't there that they had tiered out that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would consider paying for this if I could get it. You know, I think I've seen deals where people are getting it for $50 a year or something like that. I probably would pay for it. But if I can't get that, I wouldn't do the deal. But when I'm listening to this, I do, as I said, I like the alternative stations. I don't think that they're as good as the Current. I'll be honest with you. I think the Current does a better job of staying on top of breaking bands.
Yeah.
They're a little less, maybe even a little less regional. It seems to me that there tends to be a bit of an East Coast bias.
Well, I think there's also money issues because Lithium, which is the 90s alternative station, mm-hmm. plays Alice in Chains, I shit you not, at least once an hour.
So do you like Lithium or are you?
I like Lithium a lot, but I can't stand anytime I get it, you know, the free trial for it. That's all I'd listen
sure.
to. And I don't like Alice in Chains, but for some reason they are the most frequently played. So I assume Alice in Chains just costs less.
Gotcha.
To play.
Yeah, I don't.
I would probably listen to Lithium if I had it.
I don't listen to Lithium that much because most of my favorite 90s music tended to
Spice Girls.
It skewed away. It was more like sort of that alternative poppy stuff. It wasn't. I wasn't a huge grunge guy.
Ben Folds 5?
Yes, like a Ben's Fold 5 vibe. So that's where I would be. But I will tell you that the cool thing, like on the 80s on 8, all the disc jockeys are the original surviving MTV VJs. So for a guy like me, which loved MTV growing up, loved those people, it was kind of fun to hear that. So that's cool. But I will tell you, the thing that I'm really digging right now is a band that I discovered on one of the alternative stations on XM. It's a band called American Authors. I've never heard of them here. Maybe they were played on The Current. I don't know. They had a full album in 2011, and they've released a few singles now. They had a big thing at South by Southwest, like everybody did. And I pulled a clip from one of their big songs right now. It's called Believer. It's a very upbeat, positive, fun alternative song. So, Jared, why don't you play clip number one for me?
I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm going
Kevin has to love this song.
It sounds just like OK Go.
Got hand claps.
To me, these guys sound a lot like the Imagine Dragons. You know, they got that song with that sort of banjo-y whatever. So it's sort of Mumford & Sons, but you put pop in there and then mixed with OK Go. So they're a Brooklyn band.
Of course.
I like them.
Bands aren't allowed to come from anywhere else.
Yep. I enjoy that song. I bought it for this show.
Is the music in general like that, that whole album?
Yeah, I honestly didn't listen to the first album, their first album. This song is just two tracks that they've worked, that they released as singles, or one of two tracks.
What's the name of the band?
The name of the band is American Authors.
Edgar Allan Poe. Like, did they change their names in the band to be the names of American authors?
I don't know. I do not know, but they are.
John Grisham.
Does one go against the grain and pick Neil Gaiman?
Yeah.
Who lives here but isn't actually American?
I know.
Anyway.
They seem to be a bit of fancy boys, you know, hipsters with their tight jeans and rolled up pants and weird facial hair.
I think
hair.
That's just what boys look like.
That's
now.
What they look like nowadays.
I don't even
right?
think they're fancy boys.
They're not even fancy. They look like they're out of the show Girls. So there we go. That's my what I like right now. Let's jump into what we're looking forward to. Jared, since you sort of got screwed by Adam's Americans pick, let's see if you can screw him over on something you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to a particular period of time.
Wow. The new Mesozoic era.
No, it's actually coming up in 2 weeks. It is Easter weekend.
Oh.
And it's not for any religious reason. It is because it is jam-packed with the premieres of several shows that I'm excited for.
Oh, I thought it was you're secretly getting married that
this
weekend.
This is what's coming up Easter weekend.
Hit it.
We're kicking off with the return of Doctor Who.
Oh, boy.
On Saturday the 30th.
Is he going to speak English anytime soon? Like American?
No. Why would he do that?
Good day, mate. I'm Doctor Who, y'all. That's four accents in one, right?
I'm so very excited for that return. We get the premiere of a new companion.
What does that mean?
The Doctor likes to travel with another person. Usually, it's a young female.
Is she sexy?
She's not bad looking.
Does he ever bang a gong with her, so to speak?
No, no.
I'm out.
Oftentimes, it's just very, you know, friendly, and you know, it's got to be someone who's very clever, someone who can hold their own.
Is there like a will
they get out of situations
type vibe?
What's that?
Is there a will they won't they type
sometimes
vibe?
Sometimes there is, especially with the new, you know, the new Doctor Who, that they've played that up a little bit more.
Ross and Rachel.
The older stuff, not as much because it was more geared towards children, but I mean, it was there occasionally.
Is Doctor Who a human? Or no. Is he an alien?
He's an alien.
Okay.
He's a Gallifreyan. I have a preview clip I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
This is what's coming up in the new series of Doctor Who.
Miss me?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the Doctor. I'm an alien from outer space. I'm a 1,000 years old. I've got two hearts and I can't fly a plane.
Running away with a spaceman in a box, anything could happen to you.
So I'm coming on.
Where do you want to go? Hey? What do you want to see?
Yeah. It's a classic chain clip. Action. Action.
Is that her? The woman twice dead.
New
She's
companion.
She's rather pretty, isn't she?
Fancy.
She's not possible.
Right then, Clara Oswald. Time to find out who you are.
Very exciting.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I have never once watched Doctor Who, okay. Old or new.
Okay.
If I wanted to watch Doctor Who...
Yeah.
Do I have to start from the olden times?
No.
When would I? When
I don't know.
I, start?
I don't know that much about the old stuff.
Okay.
You could just start with. I would probably.
Now.
Just start with the new 2005 when it started afresh.
Okay.
Start with season one there.
Will Doctor Who be fighting garbage cans with plungers attached to him this time around?
I don't know. Maybe
the Daleks.
Daleks. Oh. And they don't look like garbage cans anymore.
Would I get Inspector Spacetime jokes even more on Community?
Yes. All right. Yes, you would.
Yes, you would. A lot of tie in there.
So
will Ovid be in the season? Sorry. I just want to know, will Ovid be in the season of Doctor Who?
No.
Like a crossover?
No.
Like Cougar Town?
No. This isn't even a thing that's possible.
I would watch that. If he was on there, I would be in. I would come over to your house and watch it with you.
Okay.
Do you have to... is it going to be on, like, same time as...
Yep. Hours later.
Is this a first...
No, I think it's been that way since BBC America has been broadcasting it. It's been that
you got to do it, don't you? It's a global world. Now.
Otherwise, people were just downloading it global and watching
world.
It.
Yeah, they're not getting.
I was doing that because even when Sci-Fi was broadcasting it, it was like a week delayed. Fuck that! I'm not waiting a week.
Jared didn't do it, Big Brother.
That's cheeky Brits, right?
I don't care. Whatever. All right. So
what else?
Same night following Doctor Who. Ooh. I don't think directly. I think there's another new show coming on BBC America between that, but I don't really care about that one. It is the premiere of the Nerdist TV show. Well, I guess not the premiere, but it's the new season. It's now an hour long. It's expanded. More exciting things are happening. If you don't know who the Nerdist is, that's Chris Hardwick. He has a very successful podcast, which is then spun off to a very successful podcast network and a YouTube channel. And he did a, I don't know, I think it was about 6 episodes of the Nerdist TV show last year. And they were decently fun. I enjoyed them. And it's now an hour, and it's getting a full season. I think 10, 12 episodes, something like that, whatever. It's going to broadcast on the same night as Doctor Who, and this is what you can expect.
Hi, I'm Chris Hardwick, a.k.a. The Nerdist. Now you probably think there's just one kind of nerd. You would be wrong! You got your tech nerds, you got your pop culture nerds, film nerds, and music nerds, game nerds, your cosplay nerds. I'm running out of fingers to count
We're
them
all
on.
Of these.
But on my new BBC America series, The Nerdist, we welcome all types of nerds. So, if you can obsess over it, dress up as it, talk about it, argue about it, and talk about it some more, we have got you covered. Why am I yelling?
Yeah, why is he shouting at me?
The Nerdist, premiering Saturday, March 30th at 10, only on BBC America.
It's very British.
Here's a fun fact,
yes,
Jared.
He's yelling a lot.
Chris Hardwick's girlfriend, I don't even know what her name is.
Chloe Dexter.
Carrie showed me a picture of her.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yep.
I Carumba.
Who's
Chloe Dykstra?
She is
daughter of John Dykstra, one of the original ILMers for Star Wars.
I mean, that makes perfect sense.
She has all kinds of crazy Star Wars memorabilia.
She's good looking.
Yeah, she does modeling.
There's no Dyke in there. That's all I'm saying. That thing. That's
you don't know what she did in college.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bit younger than Chris.
Is
she's like in her mid-20s.
And how old is he? Like
he's
close.
He's our
50.
Age. He's our age. So. He's like 38, 39, somewhere.
He wears it well.
Do you think she knows that he hosted Singled Out?
That's probably why she's dating him.
He keeps that from her.
He had the hair drapes. Everyone loved those. Anyway, finally closing out Easter weekend television. Sunday, everyone knows it's coming. Everyone's excited for it. It is the premiere of Game of Thrones Season 3 on HBO.
I thought you were going to say it's the network premiere of Hop, the animated film.
Let me just switch.
Probably, right?
My daughter loves pages it. Here. There we go.
You get on the right page. Game of Thrones is about what, Jared? Board games,
this
I assume.
This is what it's about, Shane.
Hmm. Jared puts a lot of
There's
audio
a beast
work
in every man. And it stirs when you put a sword in his hand.
I've won every battle, but I'm losing this war.
That's Starfire.
Led in the mud for our family.
My enemies think they've destroyed me. They're laughing at me.
He would see this country burn if he could be king of the ashes.
Why do you want to join us, Jon Snow?
I want to be free.
I think what you want most of all is to be a hero.
And get laid.
Death is coming for everyone and everything. A darkness that will swallow the dawn. And we can stop it. You and I.
Probably don't need to explain what Game of Thrones is at this point. If you don't know, then you don't care, and there's no reason to talk about it.
It's a great show. It's confusing. It's got a lot going on, and if you don't watch it, you're a jerk-off. Right, Adam?
I can't wait to watch it in June after all the episodes are done.
I'm going to tell you everything that happens.
Why do you wait until June?
I don't know. Mandy and I have just done this.
Okay.
Two straight years.
If you have your, that's fine. If you
Mandy's
have your
trying to get
routine.
Him on straight and narrow.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Easter weekend, because there's lots of magnificent television.
Would you
happening.
Like to come over to our house and watch Game of Thrones?
I will consider it.
What if Nathan comes over?
Are you
over?
Crafting a throne, an iron throne for me to sit on?
Of course.
Okay.
Very comfortable. It'll be inflatable.
Okay.
But it will look like iron.
That's fine. As long as there's a cup holder for my beer.
Of course.
Okay.
Adam,
yeah.
Do you have a clip?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to.
In the email, there was no mention of clips. I just went back.
You know, sometimes I just expect you guys to step up a little bit. And
I stepped up.
You did, Jared. You maybe too many clips.
MP3clip.net is so easy to use. It's amazing. For getting stuff from YouTube videos.
Boom. Roasted.
And
Adam.
It's not Java, so it works in Chrome.
I love it.
There you know.
Guess what, Adam?
What's up?
Present yourself well, or you're going to get Palmer slammed. Go.
So these are things that we're doing over it right now.
Your beard's scruffy.
It is. All right. This is a preview for the news segment. One thing I'm over is Google.
Why are you doing...
What?
What?
We're not at over yet.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to.
Oh, looking forward to. I forgot.
You're totally ruining the flow. Jared, give him a buzzer.
Looking forward... Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to? And this would be easy to find a clip of if you want to, Jared. is the new Daft Punk album.
I'm not doing your work for you.
Yeah. If you want to find his clip, Daft Punk. They were advertising.
On Saturday Night Live.
On SNL.
Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird that people still do advertising of music?
They're robots. What do you want? They don't have any idea what they're doing.
True. No one's ever seen their faces. Most people don't know that.
I seriously
ever.
Doubt
it's not
it.
On Spotify, so I'm not going to.
All right.
Sorry.
The song's not out. They released a 15-second clip, which the internet has then taken to doing a 10-minute loop of on YouTube.
Oh, I think I did find that.
And then making an 8-hour loop.
That seems like a lot of time to listen to a clip.
This seems important. I'm going to look it up. You keep talking.
All right.
So Daft Punk, they've been very busy.
Well, they've been busy doing soundtracks and
other
stuff,
things, yes.
But they have not had their own, their own album since 2005.
And that album was called?
Not Discovery. I don't know. I have it on here. Sure.
Everyone knows that Daft Punk did the soundtrack for the new Tron movie.
Yes.
I don't know
which
what
might have been
for,
a highlight from the movie.
Probably.
They were in the movie, Jared.
Yep. They had a cameo.
Which I think was silly, but hey, what do you want?
The entire movie was silly.
Just like Skrillex was in Wreck-It Ralph, which didn't make any sense either.
All right, I think I have the clip.
Okay, and Jared is all ready to go. Well, I like how we riffed it. Here we go.
Human After All, I think, was the 2005.
It's a smooth and bluesy. I love it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound electronic at all, which is awesome.
There's a clip of Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec doing his... With the funny party hat looped to that.
Ron Swanson been on fire on Parks and Rec this season, by the way.
Yep.
He crafted wedding rings out of a sconce.
Mm.
I'm Pert Hapley.
It's a good Kurt.
Pert Hapley gave
that's not
E.T. 1.5 stars because he didn't find it believable.
You finally watched it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Don Swanson.
You know what I'm looking
too big to nail.
You know what I'm looking forward to? More Pert Hapley movie reviews from the 1980s.
They have since Parks and Rec will probably be over. The spin-off
I don't know.
Rumor.
I don't know if it'll be over.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, so
I'd be more than happy if it came back.
Let's keep on the what we're looking forward to for music because I've got one.
All right,
and I got a clip, Jared. I'm looking forward to the new album from Phoenix.
Yeah.
Speaking of another band that hasn't had a new album recently,
I'm over them.
2009, they have had Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, one of the best albums of the year
or ever.
Ever. It was so good, Jared.
You got to read that. You couldn't just say that off the cuff and go, I don't believe you now.
I'm sorry. I was looking at Adam when I said it.
That's true.
They got a new album coming out this April called Bankrupt, and they've released a new single. It's hot. It's burning up the charts.
Mm.
It's called Entertainment. Jared, play a clip.
What you want and what you do to me. I'll take the trouble.
I'm not going to lie, it sounds a little bit like 1980s John Carpenter movie score music.
It very much has a weird Asian vibe. Have you heard that whole song? It's got like this crazy Oriental Express vibe.
Yeah, they start pronouncing their L's like R's.
It sounds like Escape from New York music. And yeah, it's, you know, they did have elements of keyboards in their last album. This one, much more electronic.
So right on trend for music.
Right on trend. And some of those keyboards actually sounded like something you might hear in Tron, if you want to know the truth, or at least 1980s Tron. Looking forward to that. That album drops April 23rd, 2013. That brings us to, finally, Over It. Adam, jump the gun. So let's jump right into Adam's...
Let's deal with him.
Let's get him out of the way.
I did this way different than you guys.
And he has
did,
a clip
so.
For this one, by the way.
What?
He put the most effort into the thing he hates the most.
I'm over lots of stuff.
Okay, do it.
Sorry. So I watched Dredd this week.
As in Judge Dredd.
It's just called Dredd.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that how
Carl
you felt?
Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Did you watch that, Jared, by the way?
No, I wanted to.
People said it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, huh. I'm surprised. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
I hear it's like the opposite. The plot is the opposite of the plot of the video game Elevator Action.
Yeah. It's similar, though.
It's like instead of going down the building, right. He's going into the building.
Yeah. Okay. So it made me feel like,
sorry.
I know that this is like
spoilers.
A trope almost, but like too soon reboots and remakes like Spider-Man and Total Recall. And I don't mean to spoil it for anyone, but in Total Recall, it doesn't even go to Mars.
By the way, Spider-Man is not a remake, according to my daughter. It's Spider-Man 4, so suck it.
Good to know.
Are we basing everything off of what your daughter says now?
Yes.
Well, what's SimCity?
She's never heard of such a thing.
Well, how am I supposed to go to her for these questions if she's not going to be able to consistently answer them?
That means I think I got to do more work.
Also, you know what? I'm over. How I Met Your Mother.
Just now.
Just now.
Are you been waiting for this bit for 3 years? Because that's when you should have been over it.
I'm also over Google. Fuck you, Google.
Why are you over Google? Reader. That one is the intriguing.
I'll talk about it in the news.
All right. Okay. It's a tease, Jared.
Jared,
what are you over?
Sad to say, I'm kind of over Community. I was hopeful for the return, and I just don't feel it has the zazz, the punch. I mean, there are moments of good comedy gold, but I'm just not feeling this season. The departure of Dan Harmon has definitely altered the show, and not for the better.
Jeff Winger's father episode, you didn't like that? Let me tell you something.
I'm just kind of over the show, I think.
That's okay. Here's the thing about Community. Yeah. Even when Harmon was running it, it was uneven.
Yep.
It wasn't always great.
I understand that.
But, they went for it, but it wasn't always great.
This may or may not be an indictment of the actual quality of the show. Just from a personal level, sure. I'm feeling like I'm over it. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop watching.
You'll stick with it.
Which, we may only get the rest of the season, depending on what NBC decides to renew. But
I think they might just burn the network down. Torch it all.
I think they've already done that.
Actually, ABC's doing worse than NBC.
Right now.
That's the real truth. And it depends on what The Voice does when it comes back. That may rescue NBC. But yeah, right now, actually, technically, ABC is worse than NBC.
My God,
but NBC, they get all the press because of how well they did in the fall and how terrible they are now. So
that's sad.
Community. So I don't know. What's your opinion on it, Shane?
I agree with you. I mean, I think I've always been more critical of Community than you, or maybe not more critical. It hasn't always connected with me the way it connects with other people.
Okay.
Because I've watched many of an episode of Community where I did not laugh at all. I just watch it and be like, it's quirky. They do weird things, but I'm not laughing. This season has been more like those episodes than the ones where I really enjoy it. But there have been a couple of moments. I kind of like the Inspector Space-Time convention was sort of funny.
That was good.
The Winger dad thing was serious, and I thought it was well done, but it wasn't funny. And I just think that with this new group of writers they have, which a lot of them are the same that were there when Harmon was there, it feels like they're trying just to really expand upon little things that happened in the show and make them bigger than what they were, rather than kind of let the characters go in their natural direction. That's sort of how I feel.
I assume a lot of it is concessions to the network to try to make it a more marketable show or whatever, which seems like, I don't know why you do that at this point. I don't think the show really has any future.
And don't you think maybe a show like that works better if it's surrounded by better shows?
Absolutely.
On Thursday night, you've got Parks and Rec as the only worthwhile show that should really be there, and the rest of them are past their prime or just not good.
Quick question. The Office episode, was that the pilot for Dwight's show, or is that the setup to the pilot?
Haven't seen it, but that was sort of considered the setup and pilot to his show.
Okay, interesting. I mean,
that's how they would have introduced his new show,
right?
And they said they were going to introduce it within an episode.
Well, I thought they were just going to air the pilot as an episode, so I wasn't sure if that was the pilot because it had parts of The Office in it still. So.
Yeah, I think that they.
You have to watch it and find out.
Yeah.
I have one thing that I'm sort of teetering on the edge of being over,
okay. And
that is the show Castle. Meaning because it hasn't been on for a couple weeks, but prior to that they did a two-part episode that was sort of like like the movie Taken. And it was like his daughter's kidnapped and there's a whole bunch of conspiracy stuff going on and he goes to Paris and then there's hitmen and there's double crosses, and the story itself was good. But it just felt completely strange to the world of Castle, which is just mostly realistic take. You know, it's New York homicide procedural show.
Sure.
And they decide to do this two-part kidnap episode. And it's just a lot of it depends on how they deal with the repercussions of that. If they completely gloss over it and just pretend like it didn't happen, then they're going to lose me. But if they deal with the trauma of it, because his daughter should be having issues to deal with,
sure,
because she was like in a cage and there was people were blown up and shot in front of her. I mean, there's things that they have to deal with if they're gonna do this in a realistic manner. They have to deal with this stuff. They can't just blow it off. And if they do, then they're gonna lose me. I'm gonna be over it.
Gotcha.
Law and Order SVU kept trying to get into the out of the procedural area for a long time and into those characters at home, the detectives, and I always hated it.
I like the at-home stuff the best in Castle. The procedural stuff I actually ignore for the most part.
Yeah.
It's the character stuff that has kept me going. But this just felt like a weird aberration for the show. And like I said, it all depends on how they deal with the characters now after this event. And if they don't deal with it realistically, then they're in trouble with me.
Wow.
Despite my loyalty for Nathan Fillion, because I think he's fabulous.
Nathan Fillion deserves all the credit you can ladle onto him.
Whoa. I have a big ladle.
Sexy. So what I'm over is actually a bit of a play on words. It's more, I'm going to talk more about something that's just going to be over. And yes, Adam, Jared, in 3 weeks, we talked about this yesterday, Rock Band will essentially be over as a platform. Mm-hmm. They've had 275 straight weeks of downloadable content. And they announced the first week in April will be their last week. And then shortly after they made that announcement, they also said they're stopping DLC for Dance Central. So really what that means is Harmonix is looking to next gen. And my feeling is that there won't be any backwards compatibility. So they're sort of, you know, putting a fork in it. Let's work on our new IPs that they've got going on. They say that they're done working on Rock Band stuff right now. Mm-hmm. They haven't really said much about Dance Central, but I have to imagine that there's a Dance Central 4 in the works because they've got a new and improved Kinect coming.
Maybe. What do you know?
I'm pretty sure that they have that going on. So yeah, I was sort of bummed about that. I have been buying DLC, and we've been having Rock Band parties since that thing came out in 2008. So I wanted to ask Jared, because Adam really isn't that involved in it. But Jared, do you have a signature song in Rock Band? Something that reminds you of the game or something you enjoy singing or playing, especially in our group?
Rocket Man. That's mine.
I don't think I have a signature song. It's not like one I go to every time we play. I do quite enjoy the Foo Fighters songs.
Yeah.
Those tend to be a lot of fun.
I'm
probably Bon Jovi stuff.
I have Foo Fighters in there. I recall us doing Modest Mouse and Maps from Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. That was a big song that everybody liked to do. I'm also Live Forever from Oasis. This is one of my favorite songs to sing. So I think at some point we will have a Rock Band finale party. Not to say we never have to do it again, but...
But sort of a nice a send-off.
Yeah.
And marking the end of an era.
Because I think it deserves it.
I have a question for you on
Go
this.
Go ahead.
Now that this basically is the end of the game, so to speak, as far as supporting it with new content, is it in danger of becoming unplayable? Is there any sort of online servers that need to be kept on to maintain authorizations and stuff like that?
Well,
could they pull the plug on you and you'd be stuck with nothing?
So they are running. They said they will keep up servers and all that stuff for indefinitely, whatever that means.
Okay.
I think you can still play the game because a lot of the song authorization goes through the Xbox Live platform.
Yeah. Until Microsoft shuts that down.
Until Microsoft shuts that down, then
so there is in danger at some point in the future that it will just become nothing.
Yes. And the other problem is that if you're playing Rock Band, you're sort of dependent on Plastic Instruments, and Mad Catz sort of owns that right now. And they haven't released new guitars, five-button guitars, in probably 2 years.
So whatever's in the market now is it?
So maybe if there's enough demand, they could do another run of them, because I'm assuming they could turn that. If they did that, I'd probably buy one. But not too long ago, I bought a new set of the drum cymbals, took to the drums, because some of mine might be acting a little funky. And that was $10 I found.
Super cheap, yeah.
And keyboard will be fine.
There's always eBay, too.
Yep.
eBay would probably have that stuff for years to come.
And my guess is you probably could repair those guitars if someone out there could put a tutorial or something out there. I just don't know what you'd have to do.
Get your soldering iron.
So
replace some dip switches.
So I'm a little bummed because with Rock Band, it wasn't necessarily about the game. It was more about how you interact with the music. And since, we're all big music guys, that was the draw. Hey, what cool music is going to be in here? What can I discover from the game? Or what songs do I love? Can I interact with that you can't really do in any other game? So that's a bit of a disappointment. I think lesson learned is when you expect people to buy a $200 set of Plastic Instruments that break, eventually that is going to become a novelty, and it's not going to work out. And licensing music is really, really hard. especially if you need stuff with stems and you know, you need individual tracks of each particular song. It's sometimes they don't exist. Sometimes they're very expensive to fix, yeah. i.e. the Beatles.
So I still think it's a shame they never could get that merged into the game proper.
That's one thing that I have huge regrets on. Yeah. Could you just imagine if
because nobody plays it? I think people would play Beatles songs all the time if they were in the regular Rock Band game.
I think they should have fought harder for that with the Beatles. Say, you know what, it needs to be part of the platform. We could get the Beatles into the game if we needed to do it, but that's something we need to make happen, especially at that time. So there you go.
I think it'd still be making money from it.
I think
right
so
now
too.
I think it came and went and nobody cared anymore.
I think you're right. So there you go. That is Rock Band. We got PAX East coming up, so I'm sure there'll be more Harmonix news coming out of that or shortly after
there's
that.
There's not much news. Yeah, that usually comes out
well,
of
Well, that's a big it's a PAX. Big thing for them, though. They tend to take it pretty seriously. One thing they're going to do is they're sort of going to have like a behind the music of Rock Band, and they're going to talk about bands that wanted in the game that they didn't put in, bands that they tried to get, you know, certain things. Rock Band games that were made but never released because of issues. I know that there were at least two games out there that were made that never came out.
A Van Halen one, right?
No, I think a Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah.
And then a Rock Band Japan that had Japanese music that never came out that MTV announced way before they should have.
Japan Droids were going to be featured in that a whole bunch.
So that'll be fun, and I'll get some information out of that. So there you go. I'm over it, or at least it's over me.
Tokyo Police Club also featured heavily in that one. I can't think of any others.
Mr. Roboto.
Ah, right on.
So, guys,
that
was our bit. It was beautiful. We covered a lot of information.
We got about 10 minutes left to finish the show.
Take a break. We'll come back to news and Adam's hatred of Google right after this.
Hey, for you, the Scope listener of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. This time around, I just pulled something off the recommendations list, bestsellers list. And I'm going to recommend the book that was turned into a movie that turned into an Academy Award for director Ang Lee. The book is Life of Pi by Jan Martel. And I'm going to have a little clip for you here. We'll play that for you.
Interesting.
Yeah, here we go.
Anacondas.
It fades in.
Hairs shelter an algae that is brown during the dry season and green during the wet season.
Compelling
so
stuff.
The animal blends in with the surrounding moss and foliage and looks like a nest of white ants or of squirrels or like nothing at all but part of a tree. The three-toed sloth lives a peaceful vegetarian life in perfect harmony with its environment. A good-natured smile is forever on its lips, reported Turler, 1966. I have seen that smile with my own eyes. I am not one given to projecting human traits and emotions onto animals, but many a time during that month in Brazil, looking up at sloths in repose, I felt I was in the presence of upside-down yogis deep in meditation, or hermits deep in prayer, wise beings whose intense imaginative lives were beyond the reach of my scientific probing.
Yeah, awesome stuff. If you want to download that book, you can just go to audibletrial.com/thescope to start up your free membership. You don't have to get that. You can get any book you want, and you can cancel before they start charging you money. So give it a try. That's audibletrial.com/thescope.
Broadcasting from high atop the IDS, it's The Scope.
Under the Scope.
Yes, indeed, Under the Scope is here. We're on the clock, so let's start it off with news.
We're on the clock.
Do you have a Skylander update? What should I get, Adam?
I don't know.
Okay, think about it while you're reading your Google story.
Good stuff.
So we're all switching to Bing, I assume, for our news, or maybe Lycos or Metacrawler. Alta Vista. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see where this is going.
So Google announced this week. So for the last 2 years, Google has announced right around this time of year, hey, we're going to shut down some stuff that no one uses anymore. And for the most part, I didn't give a fuck because it didn't affect me at all.
Yeah. You're very millennial.
But this year they announced that they're shutting down Google Reader. And Google Reader is, and I mean this, I wish I could run metrics on my browsing habits to give actual numbers, but I would guess that Google Reader is the thing I use 75% of the time when I'm just browsing the web. If you don't know, Google Reader is an RSS news aggregator. So you go to your favorite blogs and you say, oh, they have an RSS feed. I'm going to plug that into Google Reader. And then you just check Google Reader whenever you want. And it, like, you know, downloads the stories from those sites, essentially.
bypassing all of the ad revenue for those sites.
Right. Well, and so what sites usually do is they'll, you know, only send the first, you know, paragraph or whatever. Right. So you have to click on the link to get it. And yeah, there's websites out there that create RSS feeds of the entire content of sites, but I never use those. So yeah, Google says the usage of Google Reader has declined, and so there's two reasons they're doing this. And as a company, they're pouring all of their energy into fewer products, so dumb shit like Google Glasses or Google Glass.
But you can get it if you have prescription glasses.
Well, you can't yet, but you will.
Oh,
be
they're
able
out
to.
There. Trust me.
So this is it's really aggravating to me because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that they're on it. They're, you know, they're not lying about this.
Yeah,
but I would be more than happy to pay some amount of money to you know, have Google Reader as a service continue if they were going to start. Google doesn't do premium products, so I get it. They're not going to do that. But RSS aggregators have basically become non-existent, or you know, development of them has become non-existent because there was this de facto standard for the last 8 years or something.
And a lot of the readers that you think may be separate from that are actually just built on top of Google Reader.
Yeah.
Which is great because it synchronizes across all your devices and apps and stuff like that.
But until Google Reader goes away, then you're screwed.
That's the rub.
Yeah.
That's the rub.
That's the rub, Johnny.
So, yeah, really frustrating. You know, a bunch of sites and app developers have said, hey, we're going to step up and be the replacement. So it doesn't actually shut down until July 1st. So it's nice that they gave, you know,
I think it's
months.
June 1st, actually.
Uh-oh.
Is it July 1st?
July 1st,
they're on the clock, boys.
So they have, you know, months to figure something out. But
the two notable replacements that I've heard of so far, the one most people are talking about is Feedly.
Yeah.
A lot of people are transitioning to that. And they say they are working on their clone of the API.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they say it'll be ready in time, so we'll see. And the seamless transition, all that stuff. So I'm giving them a try. Kind of a blast from the past from a few years ago, Dig has come out and said that they are working on, they've had plans to do a reader app, and that now with Google pulling the plug, they've pushed those plans to the forefront. I don't know that they've promised to be available by July 1st, but it's definitely something they're pouring resources into.
Yeah. Hmm. I read that. So I stopped using Dig as like a social news website a long time ago.
It really isn't a social news network.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
it's changed ownership, and it's a whole different thing now.
So I was reading that they've actually put out a couple of nice things over the last year. So.
Dig and name only.
Yeah, exactly. No Kevin Rose around there anymore.
That was a big deal for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he was on the cover of Newsweek or something as, you know, kid genius.
So I did manage to finally get my stuff imported into the oldreader.com. It's all right. I mean, it feels a little slow for me, and that could be just because it really isn't. It's like a side project for whoever's making it, sort of. And I think it's too many people are hitting it, and I don't know. I'm giving Feedly a shot. Yeah. Waiting for it to disappoint me. But
I don't really like Feedly. I don't like when Google Reader integrated with some Google Plus features like a year and a half ago, and that drove me up the fucking wall. Just the changes they made. And I liked Google Reader's old social network, which was Google Reader only, so I could share with just my other Google Reader friends.
Right.
No one uses Google Plus, so.
No, it's true.
So they should have been shutting down.
Yeah. So it's just
they won't admit failure on that.
Yeah. So it's just frustrating because I'm just being dumb about it. But I want exactly the same interface that Reader had. I realize that shouldn't be the case. Like people should be like, well, here's Reader wasn't good at these things, so let's be better about it. But
see, for me, it's like I came and went with Reader, so I admit that I have, you know, dozens of feeds in there, and I haven't looked at it for months. And this news has prompted me to sort of maybe try doing that kind of workflow again. So I'm giving Feedly a shot. I didn't really care about the social stuff, honestly. It wasn't a thing for me. So losing that or the fact that they switched to Google Plus didn't really affect me. But
yeah,
I just want to make sure that if this is something I'm going to do, then I want to be able to have the web and mobile, all that stuff be synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
So Feedly seems to be the one to go
that
with right now.
That is a need, yeah. And also, if you are the person that used Google Reader and you starred a bunch of items, thinking, oh, I'll go back to that later or whatever, you better find another method to get that information out, because while Google has a export feature, it doesn't export your starred items.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. Mm-hmm. Only your subscriptions. So I was reading some guy who was like, I have 8,000 starred items. Like, he didn't go use that as like a read later. He used it as like scientific stuff. because he was subscribed to a lot of journals. So,
I think does Feedly that recognizes that right now, doesn't it?
Feedly uses starring and stuff. They call it bookmarking.
Right. So if you can connect it to your Google account now,
that's a good point.
All your bookmarks should be there, and then when they transition. Yeah. Theoretically, that should still be there.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's different because you're not doing an export-import. You're just connecting to your account. Yeah. Do that now if you want to give it a shot, I guess.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Other tech news. SimCity came out, and man, it had a rough launch.
It did.
Apparently, it's still being rough, according to our friend Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you in on the SimCity business?
No, I'm... I played the beta. I got into the beta twice. The beta was the most glorified demo that's called a beta in the history of the world. They gave you an hour to play it each time, and then it would stop you, and then you could play again, you know, but your session was limited to an hour, so you could build a city for an hour, and then you'd have to start all over, which is like the definition of a demo.
Yeah. Bam.
They had a sad trombone on me. I don't.
So, yeah, the launch didn't go so well. Those of you who don't know, the new SimCity has come out, and it requires an online connection to the internet the entire time. So when it first launched and the North American servers were mostly down for the entire first week, people couldn't play. Like, there's no offline mode.
Yeah.
There's no single player mode.
Seems silly to me.
Yes.
And it's for DRM, but they also say they're doing a lot of server side calculations and stuff like that. I've also read stories though where modders and other, you know, code junkies have dug into it and determined that it's really not doing that much stuff on the server that they couldn't simulate.
Right.
On your computer.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's really just a smokescreen for them to have their always on DRM.
Yeah. Liar, liars.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a multiplayer, so you can have a region with up to 16 cities in it. So you control one of the cities, and you could have 15 of your friends join you. And you can trade things like police services or energy back and forth between those. So that would require, you know, being online.
You know,
but
human trafficking, that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's a huge part of SimCity.
Right. The human trafficking portion of it, yeah.
It's humongous.
That's when Godzilla comes in, or Bowser on the Super Nintendo version would come through and attack. There's like just been a lot of like random bad things. So Amazon pulled the digital download version from their store for 24 hours because they were getting so many refund requests.
And terrible reviews.
Yes. Yeah, it was, you know, had all one-star reviews and you know, almost no 5, 4, 3, or 2 ones.
Take that, EA.
they issued a patch that removed cheetah speed. So if you've ever played any of the Sim games, the Sims or the older Sim Cities, you know, you can change the speed of the simulation. And so you can kind of say, all right, I'm going to run it at the fastest speed so that my taxes can kind of, you know,
sure,
I get a lot of money and then I can build a stadium or whatever. Well, they removed cheetah speed in the first patch of the game, saying it was causing some of the servers.
Oh, geez.
And they have not re-enabled it yet.
Sloth speed is not a good feature to have.
Yeah.
We're going to slow it down a little bit for you.
Yeah. So it's been, I don't know, it's been
this
bad.
This isn't Mellow Gold AM radio. Yeah. We can't be slowing things down.
I mean, I like the idea of SimCity, and this seemed to be a SimCity that was going to be easier for people to understand. SimCity 4 is a hard game because shit just doesn't work. You know, like I shouldn't say it doesn't work. Like, you might build a city the way you think it should be best, and it's like it doesn't pop up the way that you want. And this game seemed to be coming together where it'd be a little bit more easy to get and everything. And so maybe in a year when there's like the your Game of the Year edition or whatever that has all the DLC. Maybe. Who knows?
I've been watching some YouTubers play it. And I mean, it seems like it's pretty intuitive for the most part. I mean, it gives you a lot of good messages and tells you, well, this is broken. You got to fix this. Yeah.
It is a weird Tea Party dream, though, because people are divided into low income, medium income, and high income. And people have figured out the way the game works. So you can set the tax rate for each of those levels.
Yeah.
And high income people will leave if they have a 10% tax rate or higher. Medium income will leave if there's a 13% tax rate or higher, and low income will leave if there's like a 16% tax rate or higher.
Wow.
Which is like, that kind of makes no sense because, you know, yes, there's a lot of income disparity in some cities and states, but New York City has a really high tax rate, and there's a lot of rich people that live there. Yeah. So it shouldn't
all be based on the taxes. It should be based on the other services and amenities that are available.
There we go.
Well, it also makes no sense because you have this godlike mayor, you know, laying down a police department, and you know, like, so services are another thing. Okay. Anyway, better news.
Better news.
Finally,
love It is a thing. I know we've all had doubts. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are back together.
I heard, and we made a cake.
Yep. They were separated for 4 months. They love each other. This is a quote that a friend told People magazine. They love each other, always have, always will.
They realize that these two people are made for each other.
They are
physically, they are made for each other.
So what this tells me is that they broke up. They both tried to find a little strange. Yeah. Didn't happen.
A little strange.
I guess that didn't work.
Right.
We're back.
They were trolling Twitter in the message boards to try to get some action on the side, and it did not work.
Grindr was not what they expected.
Good for them. Good for them, right?
They're all confused. Yeah, why not?
A happy ending. Everybody
deserves a happy
ending.
Of course, we're cynical about it.
Yes.
Speaking of happy.
That's our show.
Speaking of a happy ending, a hacker group has claimed to have found evidence that Emma Watson is attached to star in 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh, weird.
Okay.
Last summer, Emma Watson was linked to the movie, and she tried to quell rumors, saying that she would play the star role of Anastasia Steele.
She knows the spell for this quelling, right? I mean,
the quelling spell.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, so that means we're going to see her beet garden.
This time, reports of her casting come from the hacker collective Anonymous.
You got to see her boobs on that, right?
Which, with hacker team Medusa, stole and published documents of Constantine Films' internal server. One of the documents says Emma Watson is attached to star in 50 Shades of Grey. But, just this morning, or, British time, so who knows what.
Breaking news.
Was, Emma Watson responds to 50 Shades of Grey rumors on Twitter, saying, "Who here actually thinks I would do 50 Shades of Grey as a movie? Like, really? For real, in real life."
Yeah, and she's in her 20s talking that way.
Yeah.
Two things.
Go ahead.
I don't care about 50 Shades of Grey. Item two, I don't find Emma Watson sexy.
Ah. So. I find Emma Watson very pretty.
Mm, she's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't like her little bob haircut, though. Her little shortcut. I don't like it.
I like everything about that.
Mm, not my thing.
Looks like a boy.
Maybe that's your thing.
Enough said. Enough said.
Political news. Senator from Ohio, Rob Portman, came out in favor of gay marriage this week after his son came out to him as gay.
Funny how that happens.
Right.
It suddenly hits home and it's like, oh, well, huh, I guess I don't want to screw over my own son. Yeah.
So everyone's just hoping now that Rob Portman also winds up with a poor son, so that Rob Portman is poor.
Maybe some sort of family tragedy involving gun violence.
Sure. All these things. Well, yes. I don't think it's...
I don't want to. I'm not wishing that upon him. Well, but
I think you are.
I'm thinking that there might be a change of heart.
A shootout.
So he said, Rob Portman said, "It allows me to think of the issue from a new perspective, and that's of a dad who loves his son."
Why can't everyone think of it from that perspective?
Right? Like,
why does it have to happen to you before you can actually relate to it?
So, like,
because conservatives lack empathy?
Right. Sure.
I'll just make a blanket statement.
Yeah. Good for you, Jared.
Like, when you are there's only two senators in every state, and Ohio is a relatively high population state.
Yeah.
You are supposed to act as a representative of people.
Not just dilly-dally with your own ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
Follow the party line. Actually represent what the polls say with your people. Maybe that's how you should conduct Congress.
His son knows what the polls say.
Hi-yo!
You're getting a rim shot on that one.
So is he.
You don't get one. There you go. we'll stop it there.
There we go. Just a quick break. Yeah. So Adam is stopping, but he's not stopping talking, Jared, because there's something called Coming Soon.
Oh, we're done with news? Shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not ready. Here we go.
Filler.
Shane was giving me the opposite of this stretch it out sign. Come on. Let's get the fuck out of this basement.
Yeah, we're done. Coming soon. There's a lot of stuff coming soon.
2 pages worth of coming soon on my iPad.
And stuff is coming.
Did you make the list, or are you just using mine?
I'm using yours. I completely forgot that we had talked about this last week. Okay. So last time.
I'm off the hook this next show. Is what you're saying? Or?
If I remember, check in with me the day before. All right, music. March 19th. Billy Bragg. Is that the guy from Access Hollywood?
That's Billy Bush.
All right. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Is that the guy from Access Hollywood?
That is the Access Hollywood guy. He's going to be all over the place.
And the guy from Access Hollywood, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. New album coming out.
T-Dog, Jared, your favorite.
What did you guys think about him on SNL? If you watched
it. Right.
Who?
He's hit sort of the same
JT?
Notes.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought it was good.
I liked the dancing. I was impressed that they came up with that. Because I'm sure it's a modification on whatever the tour dancing is, because it's a tiny little stage.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I don't really like that song.
No.
I tend to go past the music.
March 26th.
Big week.
The guy from, what's that nerdy show on CBS? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton has an album coming out. Right? Isn't that guy?
What?
That Sheldon and Blake Sheldon is from
NBC's U.S. Acres, the show that the cartoon that played with Garfield.
Yeah, the Jim Davis
Yeah, he was the one inside of the shell, hence the name.
Yes. He's also on the TV show The Voice.
Blake Shelton is?
Blake Sheldon.
He's one of the guys in the chair?
He is the country and western singer. funny, the voice comes out, I think, that week, so... About time. He's been talking about sad trombone for weeks.
I just went to sad trombone. I forgot that existed, and now I have it.
Depeche Mode?
A lot of people are talking about their big tour that they're going to use to support this album.
Do you think Dido knows that her name looks awfully like Dildo?
Yes.
I can't be the first one to make that joke, but I read this as...
Dildo Girl Dildo. Who Got Away.
Girl
Who
Got
Dildo
Away.
Girl.
One Republic. They're those British, right? Those British boys.
Too Late to Apologize. That's their big hit.
Native is the name of the album. The Strokes, their new album comes out March 26th.
Really?
I'm hearing that it's more a solo album.
For Julian Casablancas? Mm-hmm. He already has a solo album.
Just saying that it sounds more like his music than it does like Strokes music. Right.
And Waves, a band that I actually came around on last year after
I'll
the
give
Best
it a try.
Coast.
I'll give it a try.
Movies.
Yes.
March 22nd, Admission.
Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm. I saw This Is 40.
Comes out in Redbox this week. So.
It was
Redbox.
Okay, Redbox.
Redbox.
The Groods. Oh, that's the caveman.
The Croods.
With a C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then I must have mismelled it.
Mm-hmm. This is why you're not doing this anymore.
I know. I'm out.
And Olympus Has Fallen. Which did you guys get an invite to
I
see it on Monday?
Passes to see it on Wednesday.
All right, I got.
But
see it. On
I can't
Monday.
See it. So
I might go see it if the snow is not so bad.
Okay. Yes, we've got blizzards coming, guys.
Yeah. Shut up. March 29th.
I don't want to hear about it.
G.I. Joe Retaliation, the oft-delayed.
We'll be seeing this.
I'm excited to see that.
You shouldn't be excited, but we're seeing it.
I'm excited to
see
it.
When are you seeing
it? It was almost on my looking forward to it list.
Well, we'll see if we get free screening passes. If not, we'll go see it.
If you guys do and you get an extra one, let me know.
Yes.
The Host.
I thought we'll see it for real and we'll pay for it.
And Tyler Perry's Temptation. Tyler Perry, two movies coming out this year.
A lot of his movies are now serious movies or like cop dramas and stuff. It's weird.
Procedurals. DVD and Blu-ray, The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a 48p version of The Hobbit? Are they?
No, there's no home.
There's no way
there's
to do
home
that, right?
No home technology that plays it. So,
Les Mis, This Is 40, and Zero Dark 30. Those all come out, and
that's
then,
a big week for Blu-ray.
I'm excited. Cloud Atlas seems to finally have a date in May. So
does it? I'd like to see that.
March 26th, House Arrest. Wow, that's the follow-up to House Party, I think. Mm-hmm. So Kid and Play are both in that. Lincoln. Really?
He's got it. He's got to use it.
Parental Guidance. And,
Billy Crystal.
Veep. Season 1 of Veep.
Watched it. I don't think it's as good as everyone says.
It's okay. March.
Yeah, but people say it's great, so you agree with
those
me.
Those people, yeah, I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
Video games. We're getting into it, guys.
Oh, I misspelled this too. I'm sorry.
Video games?
No, he spelled it. The first one he misspelled. Lots of video games starting to come out right now.
Video, right? Yes, I spelled it.
GDC is this week. That's the Game Developers Conference.
Okay.
And PAX is right after that. So that means we should get lots of news about the PS4, I think, coming out real soon.
I want Xbox news.
You probably got to wait till April for that.
Okay, calm down.
March 17th, we got LEGO City Undercover. This is the open world LEGO game.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's somewhat intrigued by it.
Platform was that on? All of them?
On
Wii
U.
But I thought
it's exclusive
out the
to
other
Wii U.
Ones next, the month after
is
that.
It? Oh, I thought it was exclusive.
I think it's just a delayed.
Okay.
Gears of War Judgment.
It's a prequel game.
Yep.
Takes place prior to the Gears of War trilogy.
I don't know. I all right. Anyway, it's the fourth Gears of War game.
I played two of the Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Is there a strong enough story that they justifies a prequel?
People, do they just like the game? So
okay. Yeah.
Why not just keep going forward then?
Because this is, I think they want it to be a first holiday on the new machine as the next big one.
As the next step forward.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gears of War used to be like a tentpole game for Microsoft.
Yeah, it was one. It was like Halo and Gears of War would be opposite.
I think both
Gears.
Of those have now dropped substantially. I don't know that there's any first-party games that Microsoft has that are, they're excited about. The Walking Dead, after having a real successful adventure game at the end of last year, now have a first-person shooter. The Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
Which, if they were give this game enough time, it could be a great game. But this game sort of has come onto the radar quickly.
Mm-hmm.
People do not have high hopes on it.
No. There was like a pre-release trailer that came out for this that looked awful.
And it's got the Revis brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
They are the main characters of it.
Darrell Revis from the New York Jets.
Prior to them going to Atlanta, I guess, is the story.
Okay. Monster Hunter 3. So if you're Japanese, you probably play that. March 24th, Bioshock Infinite.
Got it on pre-order.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You play any of the other Bioshock games?
I played Bioshock 1, and I started playing 2. Didn't
like it?
It seemed derivative of the first.
A lot of people didn't like that. What about System Shock? You play that?
Never played System Shock.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Luigi's Mansion. Dark. Look at all these 3DS games coming out. Two of them. Army of Two. The Devil's Cartel. And Tiger Woods PGA Tour 14. So, whatever. Bioshock Infinite is a big release that week.
It is.
That's probably the biggest release of the year so far.
Far Cry 3 this week, $30 at Best Buy.
I saw.
We got to play that. And I started playing Tomb Raider.
I finished Tomb Raider. Mandy was gone over this
weekend.
It's
pretty intense game to start, man. Laura gets her butt kicked a lot, it seems like.
Have you seen any of the death scenes yet?
I saw her get crushed by a rock.
Yep. Wait till you're going down a river and she gets a pole through her fucking head.
Oh, boy.
There is some rough... I don't know why...
Is that a
euphemism
for sex?
No, I wish.
No.
There's some rough stuff.
It's almost like just be mean to women game.
Yeah. I think there's a YouTube mega mix of all of the death scenes from that game.
Supercut?
Yeah, supercut. I think they went... I don't know. It seems like they spent a lot of time on some of those.
Do you like it better or worse than Far Cry?
It is not Far Cry.
Like in terms of quality?
It's a good game. I liked it. It's probably 10 hours or something.
That's perfect for me.
It looks like it's more open world than it really is. It's not really, but you can kind of fast travel back to other areas.
Did you go to any of the tombs after the
fact? I did. I went to all the tombs right before the last save point, which is called the point of no return. Lara cannot go back or cannot fast travel after this point.
So once you do that, then you can play the tombs after that.
I
believe you can.
Yeah. Just not in the story, I guess.
Okay. So there we go, Jared.
All right.
Coming soon. Wrapped up.
Great.
Whoop-de-doo.
She does say, at one point, I hate tombs.
Well, that seems like totally against everything that is Tomb Raider, really but weird. What do you want?
Yeah, true enough.
So let's wrap it up, Jared.
Okay.
Head into the end.
Under the scope.
All right, guys. Let's put a bow in this bitch.
Whoa, jeez.
Jared, go ahead.
I don't have any comments this week.
Wow.
Nobody commented. No voicemails.
Fuck you guys.
No comments on the blog. No comments on Facebook.
What if we had a vlog?
No responses by Twitter. Maybe.
Yeah, do we need a vlog?
Yeah.
I at some point, I'll get back to the whole streaming thing, and I'll be recording shows at the same time, and then I'll cut them up into highlight reels or something.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Good.
So, if you want to reverse this disturbing trend of no comments, you can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com. Call the voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. As often I recommend replacing this phone number. Put this in your phone under emergency services. So instead of dialing 911, you call this number and you tell us your troubles. We won't be able to respond right away.
Right.
The problem is if they're in dire straits, Jared, what if we lose them?
We accept no
responsibility. And then we lose them as a listener.
We accept no responsibility.
Okay. If they're in dire straits, they use fag in a word, in a lyric. So they're not
Hanging
cool.
out with Sting, singing background.
Right on. You can, look at our Facebook page and you can like us there. It's stuff. That's a thing.
Wow, he's very unenergetic.
You can follow
I think he's
us.
Disappointed.
Follow us on Twitter. The Scope Show is our handle.
Yeah. Haven't been very active on that lately either.
It gets the pushes from our new Tumblr. Ooh,
that
the
Adam
Scope
is contributing
Show.
To like crazy.
No.
That I'm contributing to like crazy.
I have my
crazy.
Own Tumblr that
all
I
me.
Contribute to.
Are you on Tumblr?
Yeah.
What's
well, why don't we lock you in? Why don't we get you on the Scope feed?
He is. He's an admin. He can post, but he just doesn't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Post, Adam.
You can.
Double post.
Keep it within the theme of what we normally cover.
Oh, no. I don't. I mostly post...
Dick pics, yeah.
Side boob cleavage.
I thought he posted pictures of nacho cheese-covered hot dogs.
My Tumblr is... There's
and
a
that's
Tumblr
just dong
for that
with cheese
dot Tumblr.com.
What is it?
There's a Tumblr for that dot Tumblr.com.
I bet there is.
That's not really mine. I bet someone has that.
Uh-oh. Jared's
anyway, our Tumblr is thescopeshow.tumblr.com. Trying to, repost entertainment news as it hits or interests us.
A lot of times I tell Jared about something and then he posts it.
A lot of times I post it there and then you go, hey, did you know this thing happened? And I said, yeah, I already tumbled it.
Oh.
That's a verb, right? Tumbling?
It is now, baby.
Okay.
I love it when you sweet talk Jared.
Anyway.
He loves it.
Follow that if you want to, get some news as it happens.
Yeah, it's
or
good
as
stuff.
Close as we find it.
Jared and I are on top of things a lot of times. We're usually breaking news. We're usually right there.
I'm making news. You guys are breaking news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm sitting next to Macklemore.
As always, you can...
You know that guy's not black?
No, he's not. Was it Macklemore or Macklemore?
I'm going to say Macklemore.
Because they said Macklemore on SNL, but I hear it's that's maybe not right. So Kevin Hart led us astray.
Never question the heart.
Right. Anyway.
Jimmy Hart.
In Hart iTunes, Foundation. You can rate and review our show. That always helps. Or you can just support the show by visiting our website at thescopeshow.com and clicking on the Amazon link. Small part of your purchase goes into our coffers. Doesn't cost you anymore.
Nope.
The right thing to do.
It is.
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, we've had a great show. Adam's been great. Jared's
been
great. He's
ready to check out already.
I've been okay. I didn't say I've been just okay. I'm going to do my best for 139 to really bring it for you. So let's just run this out, Jared.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's only 12 minutes left on this piece. Do you want me to finish it or should I go to the end?
Let's go to the end. Why not? So for Jared, Adam, and Shane, I am Shane. We'll be back with more Scope soon for your listening pleasure. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Das Vidania. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.